This is VOA News reporting by remote. I am Michael Brown. Federal government workers here in the United States are expected to be told Thursday they will need to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing for the virus. President Joe Biden said he will speak about the coronavirus-related matters on Thursday. Workers in Washington and some other cities on Wednesday began wearing masks again at work and amid a spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Time to begin appearing Thursday in federal buildings, including the White House briefing room, requesting that even the vaccinated wear a mask. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, announced Wednesday that all state employees, a workforce totaling 10,000 people, must be vaccinated by Labor Day, September 6th. New York becomes the second state after California to impose such a rule for its government workers. Big tech companies are making it mandatory for employees in the United States to get COVID-19 vaccinations before entering campuses, as the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus drives a resurgence in cases. Alphabet Inc., Google, and Facebook Inc. said on Wednesday all U.S. employees must get vaccinated to step into offices. Google is also planning to expand its vaccination drive to other countries in the coming months. According to a Deadline report, streaming giant Netflix Inc. has also implemented a policy mandating vaccinations for the cast and crew of all of its U.S. productions. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday reported more than 9,500 new coronavirus infections, an all-time high, raising fresh questions about whether the ongoing Tokyo Olympics are worsening the country's pandemic situation. Tokyo was already under a state of emergency that some local commentators have criticized as ineffective. Many of the rules are voluntary. For example, restaurants have been asked to close early and not sell alcohol. Not all have complied. Overall, Japan's pandemic approach has been relatively successful. It has reported only 15,000 coronavirus deaths, much fewer than other countries its size. Japan is one of several Asian countries to initially contain the virus, but lag other developed countries in vaccinations. At least 37% of Japan's population has received one coronavirus vaccination, according to the latest government figures. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. East African country's government, under former President John Magufuli, had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. Well, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state, that is, if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. Blinken made the statement during a joint press conference with a senior Indian official in New Delhi Wednesday during his visit to the country. Blinken said the United States is still very much involved in Afghanistan, including a strong embassy there, but also important programs that continue to support Afghanistan economically through development assistance and through security assistance. Blinken and the Indian official discussed strengthening the Indo-Pacific engagement, seen as a counter to China, issues related to the coronavirus pandemic, as well as climate change. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.